We'll remember the bushfires. The tragic destruction of so much of Australia's ecosystem by fire has had to take a back seat now as the country and the world battle the monstrous challenge of a pandemic. But ecologist Dr. David Paton believes among the noise and panic, we may be missing our last chance to restore our environment.
We've had a drought and we've had fires on top of that. Both of those cause significant harm to, say, agricultural development, to wildlife conservation, and also to the local people who've lost property or had difficulties during that time, in terms of both financial and other things. And then on top of that, coronavirus has dropped online, and suddenly these other environmental issues have just fallen into the background, the fires, recovery from fire and recovery from drought. And we need to make sure we don't actually forget about doing something both for the wildlife but also the people who are hurt during those environmental perturbations.
What examples are you seeing locally, like you would have done a lot of work around South Australia on this?
Look, one of the things we don't appreciate is with fire, so I work in natural history primarily, that when you have dry conditions and you have a fire on top of it, the recovery is reduced and heavily delayed. And so for a whole lot of wildlife, the impacts are going to come probably, you know, those which have been lost in the fires, fine, but there's going to be a whole lot, a swathe of other things disappearing as a consequence of very slow recovery and not having the resources to support those animals and plants for the next 5 years, maybe 10 years, until they're back to something like what they were.
Can you give me a specific example of what you've seen in terms of recovery efforts being hampered by all the social distancing required?
Well, I think this is one of those awkward times, the very time that you want communities to come together is following a disaster, not just during it, but following a disaster to help with mental health issues, to help with the recovery process, putting back homes, putting back the infrastructure and so forth, getting businesses back into operation. And to a large extent, I suspect that's going to be hampered. The one which worries me is that the natural environment, which actually also needs help, will be the very last thing that we think about. And I think that's going to be a shame, particularly when you look at places like Kangaroo Island, where some of the key industries like tourism are actually dependent on having, you know, a sensible, educated, focused sort of recovery program, which becomes part of that tourism things. Now, I don't know what the tourism outcomes will be in the future, but our state seems to have an interest only in investing in an environment where there's the ability to make some money out of, say, tourism. If the tourism's off the agenda, then I suspect there's going to be very little money available for the environment. In fact, given that the amount of money that we're using at the moment, and we need to, for the recovery of people and their salaries and keeping them going during this sort of traumatic times, I suspect there's going to be virtually no capacity in the economy going forward to do anything which might actually help maintain the biodiversity assets of this country, which are actually the unique part of this country.
So biodiversity was really on the front page for quite a long time while the bushfires were on. People really realised how serious it was to maintain it.
That's right.
Do you think all that momentum's now lost?
I think that momentum has been lost. I think we've got to argue. We do have a media which jumps from one major issue to another, and so this coronavirus has actually captivated everyone's interest and everyone's focused around it, as they probably should, because it requires significant changes in how we behave and how we interact with other people. But the environment in this state has been having its funding cut and cut and cut, and it's almost an embarrassment. We depend totally on the federal government providing the sort of extra money to enable wildlife management to go ahead in this state, because the state does not invest in these areas.
After the bushfires, there was a realisation that there hadn't been enough investment, for example, in people who work in parks. Looked like that would change. I guess you don't have much hope for that now.
I can't see that happening now. And you've got to bear in mind that, at least for Flinders Chase, it's been seriously incapacitated. It's lost virtually all of its infrastructure, which is going to be very difficult to actually have groups of people being able to go there to do, let's say, the important monitoring to just follow the recovery process for natural systems. There's no place where they can stay, etc., etc. So for me, I can't see a good outcome coming for the environment at this stage.
Ecologist and retired associate professor from the University of Adelaide, David Paton, and we were talking down by the river, competing with, as you could hear, quite a lot of birds and bus noise.